Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind.
23 after the hour. Welcome back. That's 38 Special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stephen Gaffney's our guest. He is an honesty expert. He is the honesty expert. Let me rephrase that. He's our honesty expert. Been a member of our Brain Trust for coming up on this next year will be 11 years. Or I should say later this year will be 11 years in our Brain Trust, and we appreciate him very much. He's the author of all the books on honesty, Just Be Honest, Honesty at Work, Honesty Sells. You're starting to get the picture. Stephen, I need your website, please.
It's justbehonest.com, so justbehonest.com.
All right.
And in fact, Jim, this reminds me, I want to give your listeners a special gift, which is I'm going to give them a copy of my first book, the landmark book, Just Be Honest.
Wow.
If they send me an email and mention your show.
Wow.
Only for that. And it's something we're selling. So, I mean,
thank
it isn't like
I know, folks, this book is still very popular. Thank you.
Absolutely.
For that, Stephen. Just, folks, I told you about this book 10 years ago, and I promise you, it's evergreen. So what a great offer. So they go to your website and click the contact information. There's an email.
Correct.
There, I guess.
Correct. And send us an email and say they mentioned the show, and we'll send them the electronic version. So the electronic version that will go right to either their
Good.
Kindle or whatever instrument
right.
they want. And it's for the book, and it's Just Be Honest, and so justbehonest.com is our website.
Right.
And Just Be Honest book, and it'll be for free.
All right, so thank you so much for that, Stephen. I appreciate that. Just tell them you heard it on that crazy Blasingame Day guy show, and he'll send it to you. That's all you got to say. Hey, Stephen, thanks again for that. We're talking about appreciation, and you've got four things that you think are part of this. The first one was immediate. We talked about it last segment. When you see somebody doing something nice, and they need to be appreciated, or you need to appreciate them for something. Whatever they did it. They accomplished something. Compliment them. Show them appreciation immediately. Thank you. Well done. Good job. Whatever. What's the next one?
The next one is to be specific. Now, here's what I found is when I ask employees why sometimes appreciation is not well taken, it's because it's vague. It almost seems like somebody's checking the box. So we do want to say things like what you just mentioned before, job well done, thank you. Those are instrumental. What makes an appreciation even better is when we actually say specifically what we noticed about that person.
Mm-hmm.
That sends that person a message that really we've thought about it and we really are meaning our appreciation, not just checking the box.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you might say, I want to appreciate how hard you're working. I notice that you're working extra long hours, and I can see the difference in the effort. And specifically, that report last week to the customer was outstanding.
Right. Yeah, and you know, if there are times, like around here, when one of my folks does something, we've just worked on a project, they hand it to me, I look at it, and I say, good job. Now, I don't have to be specific there because I'm holding the product, right?
Correct.
But if, like you say, if it's something else, if it's at the end of the day and I knew that they worked on something earlier, then I can say, hey, that other project you were working on, that was good. I like the way you did so-and-so. And, you know,
yeah,
and, you know, we can do this with our friends, too. If we see somebody doing something right, we can say, hey, you know that donation you made, I really am proud of you for that.
Well, and so let's go back to that example you just mentioned. It actually does make a difference. It's in the moment, right? We talked about that. And you say thank you, and they know what you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you actually said thank you, I really appreciate this, and then you actually notice something in particular that makes you really appreciate that product, then that'll actually mean even more to that employee.
You're talking about drill down into something specific. And
absolutely.
That's a good idea. And, folks, here's something. Stephen, what you're talking about, this costs nothing, and this is how you build engagement with employees.
Absolutely.
And
it's
worth, and that's worth everything.
Yeah. Here's the thing. What we know by the research is that people are not leaving companies. They leave individuals.
That's right. That's right.
And so when you drill down and you find out why, it's usually lack of communication, deals with honest communication, and specifically one big category is lack of appreciation. Again, nobody's leaving a company because I'm appreciated too much. I got to get out of here.
And, Stephen, let me tell you something. What you just said has been reported in employee exit surveys for decades.
Yes.
This is not a 21st century thing, folks. This is a human thing. All right, let's move over to the second one. Do it often?
Yeah, so first one is immediate, second is specific, the third is often. So here's the thing. Again, we don't want to be stingy with our compliments. It's just, again, amazing how people will say, well, if I appreciate somebody too much, then it won't mean a lot. Well, that's not really it. You don't say, when somebody says thank you a lot, wow, they say thank you too much. They are just, I don't like them.
This is where I don't think saying thank you too much is bad. Where I don't think just saying good job or something like that, well done.
Yeah.
I don't think that's bad. I do think if you I like your idea about being specific. But if you're specific with the same person, you know, six times in a day or something like that, I do think that might be too much.
Well, and you don't want to. Yeah, I mean, you have to use. We got to use our common sense.
Right,
I mean, if
somebody
shows up to work on time, you don't say thank you. You're awesome. I mean, it's just, you don't want to be ridiculous.
But don't you think the key to this is to have a lot of different ways to say it?
Absolutely.
Done. Thank you. I'm proud of you. Good job. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but this deals with another big issue, and this is hard for some people to
hear.
It's the mindset. That are we in the mindset of appreciation, or are we just stingy?
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, folks, if you're stingy with what Stephen is talking about, you will not have engaged employees. And the last thing that we didn't get to a lot of, but I know you guys know it's got to happen, you got to be sincere. Stephen, give us a website quickly, please.
Yes, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. And remember about that gift. We will send them the book for free.
Tell him you heard about it on my show, and he'll send you a free ebook of his landmark book, Just Be Honest. Thanks, Stephen. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.